Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is good old Grimlock X, the Wolf God here, and this is the Anonymous Liberty Media Podcast. I am back after a few months, and it looks like that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is going after podcasters and broadcasters. And wanting them to register with the Canadian what he likes to do is he wants to censor podcasts or any kind of broadcast. Now on the Hill here on YouTube, Justin Trudeau is coming for Joe Rogan with Mandate Media. What is exactly Mandate Media? That's the question that I got. So, I would say more that podcasts shouldn't be regulated. Because several years ago, California Representative Ted Lieu wanted to regulate podcasts, wanted to regulate bloggers, and that did not go well for him because he wanted to. By regulating podcasts and blogging, you are basically trying to regulate free speech. That is a huge violation of the First Amendment here in the United States. You know, we all have the freedom of speech, religious freedom, freedom of the press, peacefully protest and peace. And also to redress grievance to our government, whether it's local or state or federal. I would say more that Trudeau pulled the wolves over the eyes of Canadians. They all thought he was this changing guy, but during his term, he actually showed his colors. He's not trusted by the people of Canada. During the truck of 2021-2022, he had the bank accounts of his truckers frozen. And because they were protesting his authoritarianism. And, I mean, they thought Trudeau was Canadian's version of Barack Obama, but not in color, but more in character. More in character, not in color, but character. I mean, you gotta think, man, you know, you gotta understand that, you know, here in the United States, we got people like that who wants to regulate free speech or regulate your protests and stuff, you know. And even if you try to protest peacefully, okay, this has been done for years. If you go out to peacefully protest, there's always those, agent provocateurs who wants to cause trouble to peaceful protests, you know. And the ones that do the peaceful protesting are the ones that do suffer. They're the ones that go into jail accused of starting a riot when known that they're there on the street peacefully, you know. Because they don't like how they're community is being treated, and I don't blame them. Law enforcement has done that. Tried to break up a peaceful protest by saying this is a unlawful assembly, knowing that people are being peaceful. No, they're being peaceful. And now you hear that if you're a podcaster, if you're a broadcaster on the internet, if you're on, say, like, if you're on YouTube, or if you're on, Rumble, they're going to want you to register with the Canadian bullshit broadcasting system, or that they're, I've always believed in free speech. I always have, because, you know, First Amendment, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, protest. I mean, it's these governments that, and their little mind, along with this collective of idiots of the elites here, even the Canadian elites, they don't want you to have free speech. They don't want you to have any kind of rights at all. And they want to stamp out your rights to peacefully assemble, peacefully protest, peacefully, basically have your human rights in general, you know. And why is that? Because they don't like, if you talk about a certain person in political power or corporate seating or whatever, they're going to find a way to shut you down, because they don't like any kind of criticism. Well, if you end up like a dipshit, you will get criticized. You will have people criticizing you for whatever you have done or said. You will get criticized, you know. It's like, for example, if you talk about the nonsensical bullshit of, say, the BLM global network, they're gonna find a way to call you a bigot, a racist, any kind of name of their arsenal, which is like, okay, well, that's good and all, but those words have no meaning, you know, because Even if you want to do a broadcast, say like on Spotify or other podcast on other say Spotify or other podcast apps and stuff like that, you know. or websites, or like on YouTube and stuff like that, they're going to want to regulate speech, whether you're a podcasting or a blogger. they're going to find ways to get around certain constitutional rights of people just to shut down their critics. I mean, critics have the right to free speech, you know. Whether you're a broadcaster, podcaster, blogger, reporter, journalist, whatever you are in that line of work, you know, and they are afraid of any kind of criticism, you know. And that's why Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, because he, how long does he have as Prime Minister of Canada? He has 8 years, right? 8 years. Could this be his last year in office? Probably could be. Don't know. But the Canadian elites will probably try to find ways to keep him in office because they like how he's going, you know. they don't want someone who would go against the metrics, against their way of control of Canada. It's like, well, we got that here in the United States. And I think that podcasters, broadcasters, and bloggers should not register with any kind of government monitoring system. You know, because it's not really regulated by any government, you know, U.S. or Canada. Because people around the world have a right to hear from me, to hear you, to view, to watch your vids, your videos, your podcasts, your blogs, all kinds of stuff, you know, because it's a human right to know what's out in the world. And you got some governments, even in the Middle East, that would censor any kind of dissident, what they call the dissident networks, the non-believer kind of thing, you know, but because they don't want any kind of criticism. I mean, for example, look at the French president Macron. He had France been banned out of parts of Africa. Chad, Niger, and other countries within the African continent, and it's insane how it's a new beginning for parts of African continent to be free from France's tyrannical tyranny bullshit, you know. And Macron, he's kind of pissed off because he's no longer getting his so-called quote unquote what he wants. I think that if you're Macron, I think you should grow a pair and actually be adult about it and shut the fuck up. This is all about tyranny. You know, you want to throw your fat ass, your big ass weight around politically. You know, and it's really just many questions on why governments like, you know, the Canadian government or French government so uptight over resistance, where it gets bad, where in Canada, Trudeau wants to throw this mandate around to have podcasters and broadcasters register with the Canadian bullshit mandate crap, you know, and in my opinion, I think it's just really just to control speech. And, you know, I thought in Canada, you also have freedom of speech in Canada, just like you have here in the United States, you know. And some parts of the world, there is no freedom of speech. There is no freedom of the press. There is no freedom to peacefully assemble. All these rights are human rights, alienated by God here, man, you know. Your right to be yourself, right to be free, right to be able to speak, you know. The job of a journalist and reporter has been around since the dawn of the revolution of independence for us. which started in 1766. Was it 62, 66, around there? And it got where you had reporters reporting for, say, the Pennsylvania Gazette, which is owned by, at the time, Ben Franklin. He started a newspaper press, you know. And which has been around for years. Which is the oldest newspaper in the country. Probably even in the world, you know. Reporters have dealt with freedom of the press violation under the First Amendment, which the First Amendment was violated by dissidents and tranquil government power brokers, war mongers, war profiteers and shit to kind of not report the truth. That's why we have that's why the CIA has the Operation Mockingbird, where they control the media, what goes in and what goes out, you know. Now, here you got Justin Trudeau doing that same shit too. You know, this mandate on going after podcasters and broadcasters, wanting them to report to the government of Canada's mandate media bullshit. I think that as a podcaster and a vlogger, I'm not going to do that. Fuck Trudeau. Not going to do that. No. How can a Canadian Prime Minister tell an American citizen that he has to register with the Canadian mandate media bullshit? Don't have to. No. Fuck Trudeau. You know, fuck the guy, you know, that prick. You as an American, you as a Canadian, you have a right to free speech, man. Don't let this fucking nut job tell you what to do. If you're a podcaster and broadcaster and blogger, whatever you call it, hey, keep doing what you're doing. Fuck Trudeau. All right, guys, this is good old Grimlock X, the Wolf God. And this has been the Anonymous Liberty Media Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast, and others, and even Rebel Cast. We call it, you know. All right, peace out. Godspeed.